Actually, we probably have a pretty good episode. So
really, that's a first.
No, I mean it's not going to be a good episode, but for our standards, it's going to be status quo.
Oof.
Yeah, I was really trying to get to it at work, but I was not able to. All this crap happened, and then right before work was over, I had this doctor call me, who actually played in the Final Four. He played for Duke. Yeah, he was a
That's impressive.
He was a Duke player. Now his son plays for Duke.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I was trying to get stuff done during work today too, but then kids kept interrupting me. Like, apparently, when you're a teacher, students want you to teach them.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Insane.
That's I know. Yeah. Like, what's next?
Those kids are probably getting paid more than you too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my taxes are going to be great this year because I have made zero.
Yeah.
It's been depressingly awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you have for today? I figured we already started.
Okay, good.
I figured this, let's throw this in, right?
Yeah, let's do it. I was going to say welcome to season 4 of the Bathroom Break podcast. That's why we took a break. Because we're in between seasons.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
We wanted to give listeners time to digest the last few episodes and what was happening.
Yeah. I tried to get one of those guys on. It was really short notice. I'm like, hey, in an hour, do you want to come on? He's like, no, I can't. Okay, that's fine. I totally get it.
You know? What if you were like, okay, how about next? And he's like, no, I don't think you understand. I just don't want to be on.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I get that too.
Yeah, I would get that too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We haven't reached out to Rob himself. Maybe we need to do that at some point.
I would rather reach into Hades itself and shake hands with the devil.
Wow.
Ares? Too far?
Who's down there? Is it Ares?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Shake hands with Ares?
I'd shake hands with somebody. You know, if you're reaching out your hand, somebody's got to shake it.
You would hope, but Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, he had his hand out and no one was shaking it, so he shook his own hand. Yeah. I guess that, you know, you're right. He shook his own hand. So someone technically,
you know what's worse
did.
Than that for me? Is when you go to shake someone's hand, they grab your hand too early. So like they're just holding your fingers. You know, like what is that?
That's not worse. I know what you're talking about. But what's worse than that is when someone doesn't let go when they should. And then you, like, have a limp hand for a second. Because you're like, hey, it's the time you're supposed to let go. That's why my hand's limp.
Okay. That is pretty bad.
Yeah.
How about this? Does this happen to you? Because it happens to me. When you go to shake someone's hand and instead they try to do some, like, one of those newer handshake things where they're like, what up, dog? You know, and they like, they grab your hand and then they like hug you and you're like still trying to hold their hand. Like it's weird, man. It's awkward.
That hasn't happened to me since I worked with teenagers in a group home.
Oh, it happened when I met my cousin's fiance last time.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, and I, you know, my first time meeting him, I'm 31 years old. I'm going to shake your hand. I figured that was like a thing adults do.
Yeah.
And then I realized he's cool. He doesn't shake hands. He does like the, you know, and that's fine. But there's got to be some kind of let me know kind of deal. Yeah. You know, like stick your arm up so I know that you're coming down for one of those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was just like a straight handshake turned into a hug thing. And then my arm was just stuck in the middle. It was weird.
There's got to be more nonverbals going on to tell you what to do.
To be definitely.
Like, hey, man, this is not a normal handshake.
Yeah.
What about in the 80s? At least in like the Rocky movies and stuff, the forearm shake. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's I've never done that.
I've never done that either. I feel like we would do that though.
Should we?
Next time.
Next time I see you, I'm gonna shake the hell out of your forearm.
I'm gonna shake the forearm too.
I feel like you have to be like a Viking to do that.
Or Apollo Creed and Rocky.
But yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. To answer your question that we didn't answer, I have two moral questions. I have a just a random dilemma question, and then I have a couple of would you rather.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I like it.
So yeah, you know, 1 hour prep. I think we're doing okay. You have something too.
I do. I have a short game.
Should we end with your game?
Should we start off with my game?
Or should we end with it?
I think we should end with it. I think we should end with it because I don't know how good it is, and I don't want people just to stop listening once they hear the game.
No, that was my thought was we should end with your game because it'd be the cap off. Like people are gonna want to know what's going on with your game.
Trust me, they will not want to know. They're gonna listen to it and be like, "Wow, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life."
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's start with it's a random question thingy. How do you feel about people that call things by their not well-known slang, like calling a noun a not? This happened to me today. It was Skype, and my coworker was calling it Link. I'm like, Link to what? You want to email that to me or something? Like, he's like, no, Skype. I call it Link. I'm like, what? You could have just called it Skype.
It's the same amount of syllables.
Right?
It makes no sense.
It says it all over the freaking app.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Where's he getting Link from?
I don't know.
What the hell's wrong with this guy? I'm legitimately angry now at a person I have never met because he is an idiot.
Yeah. And I like the guy, but...
I don't.
But I was like, "What? Email me the link, sure." But yeah, I know it was Skype, and we had a group Skype going. Oh man, I was just wondering how. It sounds like you don't like how people do it. People, you know,
if it's obvious or something, then yeah, that's fine. But if I have no idea what you're talking about because you just made something up, like what the hell? Like no.
Well, he said like, it was Link before it was Skype. I Googled it. I couldn't find it.
So yeah, now he's just trying to pull. No, yeah. Screw that guy.
Yeah.
That's like me being like, hey, Justin, do you like Smash Smash? And you're like, well, what the hell is Smash Smash? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. That's what I call applesauce.
Oh, see, like, I thought you were going to say mashed potatoes. And I would have been like, I really love them with gravy. And you would have been like, this weird dude is applesauce and gravy?
Man, Wisconsin's weird.
Yeah, what the heck is going on with this guy? No, it's kind of like, I don't know if you remember when you were a kid. What do you call it, soda or pop?
I call it soda because I'm from the West Coast.
So it's like when you're a kid and you didn't realize that some people call it pop, and then you get this weird kid from Indiana that comes to your class and he's like, I drink that pop. And you're like, what the heck are you talking about? You know, it's kind of like that. But he's a kid, so he can't help it. But when you're an adult, you can help it. Right?
I legitimately remember the first time I heard somebody call it pop, and it was my grandparents who lived in Ohio and before that lived in Buffalo, New York. And they're like, yeah, you want some pop? And I'm like, the hell is my grandpa talking about? Like, is he trying to sell me drugs? Because I'm like 8. But yeah, he was apparently just talking about soda.
Yeah, you're thinking about drugs. Yeah, okay. All right. I'm glad you – it seems like you can at least sympathize with where my brain went. So that's good.
It's not even sympathy. I just get angry. Like that Link. Yeah. The only Link I know is the dude who is trying to save the princess in like Zelda, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know too, because I know that guy. And good call, because a lot of people think he's Zelda. No, he's not Zelda. Zelda's
no,
the princess.
No, those people anger me almost as much as fucking Link guy over there.
Yeah, they anger me too, man, for sure.
Oh, I love when Zelda does that one thing. Zelda doesn't do crap except get saved by Link. Get it right.
Zelda only creates a story so you can play as Link and have an awesome adventure.
Yeah, I'm actually mad at the game creators because they call the game Zelda.
Yeah, it's Link's story, you know?
That's like calling Mario Brothers Save Princess. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You're not the princess. You're Mario or Luigi, his brother.
Mario Brothers Princess Toadstool. It's like, hey, do you want to play some Princess Toadstool when we get home?
It's like, right?
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. All right, man. Well, that was good. That was a good one. I don't even know if I want to do these moral questions. This one stuck out to me, though. I'll just ask it. We can always delete and post, whatever. Why is incest wrong if killing disabled people is wrong? This was from Reddit. So, not my brain, from Reddit.
I just want to say, if you're listening to this, please don't do drugs, because apparently you'll end up like us. We're not even on drugs. But this is what I feel like people on drugs talk about.
Yeah. First off, I don't see that. I don't really know what the correlation is.
I'm trying to figure that one out too.
I think it's two different things.
Yeah, we're not saying, hey, don't have incest because we'll have to kill your child.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you don't kill people with hemophilia. You know, you're like, yeah, it sucks. Too much inbreeding going on. Like, let's stop doing that. But one's incest, one's murder. But I don't know.
Since it's a Reddit user, I want to know, like, where is he? I don't know. I don't use Reddit at all. But, like, where is this a question?
It's in my favorite thread. It's called Moral Dilemmas. It's where I get a lot of these things from.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Can you read the question one more time?
Yeah. Why is incest wrong if killing disabled people is wrong?
Like, yeah, those are two different things, everybody. Like, yeah. Just I like how you tried to connect them, but you didn't.
In his brain, he's like, well, incest would be right if you could kill disabled people. Is that what he thinks?
I think he thinks that's, yeah. I don't know what he's thinking. He's like, incest wouldn't be wrong if you could just kill the child.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the child's messed up.
That's the null of this, right?
Either he's trying to figure out a way to kill handicapped people, or he's trying to figure out a way to bang his cousin, or both.
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting from it? Because that's what I'm getting from it.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you get this from Reddit South or what? Like, how does this work?
I don't even know. It just popped. There were all these other ones where people wanted you to do surveys and stuff, and then these two came out. This next one you might like. They must be in Europe here. Repay my grandma €1,000 installments, but she's gonna pass away soon. I'm repaying my grandma some money she loaned me in monthly installments, but I know 100% that she's gonna pass away before it's paid off. I'm really close to her and want to repay the money, but if it's still outstanding after she dies, what do I do? Stop the payments, or make sure I pay it all off in a shorter period of time, which will cripple me financially?
I'm gonna let you go first on this one.
How about have a discussion with your grandma and see what she wants? Okay, like, your grandma doesn't know she's going to die soon. I mean, if she's really going to, like, she's on hospice, this is a discussion you can have with her.
You took a very logical approach. You approached the problem and were like, you know, communication is the key.
Yeah.
And, you know, this and that. I was thinking, put some kind of like bacteria on the money, like pay her in cash, but put some kind of like not deadly disease on it, but something where she's already got a crippled immune system, and take her down a little bit earlier, just, so you're not crippled financially.
Just do it faster. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know his grandma. Listen, I'm pro population control. We need fewer of these old people sucking down. Granted, they don't have what technically Social Security out there, but I mean, come on.
Well, how about just stop paying her and then say, hey, grandma, take me to court, and just keep pushing it off. And then the court will just never happen.
See, I feel like that's more messed up because you're like breaking an old lady's heart. I'm just killing the old lady.
I don't know, man. And if you're afraid to just say it with her, and if she's on, just ask the hospice nurse to help you ask her, you know? I don't know.
I want to know what he's repaying. I feel like I'm not getting full information here.
That's a really good... What? Wow. $1,000 euro installments. How much money did he borrow?
Right?
That's monthly. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. How long has he been paying? How long does he expect her to live? I have so many questions. Does she have some kind of condition? Like, oh.
Yeah. That's... Wow. Good call.
So many questions. Well, you're the one who was like, I want to communicate and be like, yeah, you know, all nice. I said I would kill grandma, but like, you're a better human being than I am.
I don't know about that. But if he's doing...
I do. Your answer wasn't straight to kill grandma.
I still don't know. How much does he owe her? That's crazy. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not $100 installments or 100 euro. Do you call it 100 euro or euro 100? Like, how do you say that?
100 euros.
100 euros. There.
Yeah.
1,000 euros.
We have a fixed exchange rate with the European Union, so it's close to a dollar.
Yep.
Bam. Teaching economics.
Nice. Good call. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Word.
Are you teaching stock market?
I already taught the stock market. Stocks, bonds, shares, equity, dividends, capital gains, all that stuff. No Usual biggie, funds. Whatever.
Blue chip stocks, penny stocks.
Blue collar stocks, junk bonds, junk stocks.
What are those new IPOs or whatever? What are the new ones that come out?
I know what you're talking about, and I cannot think of it off the top of my head.
It's like a three letter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uber just came out as one.
Uber just went public on Friday, and their shares are already down, from what I've heard, 10%.
Yeah, did you see the valuation that they came out as? It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's like, no way.
Granted, Uber's been bleeding money for a long time.
Well, a ride share thing's always going to be around, I think, for sure. Unless if we finally get these self-driving cars.
Well, the self-driving cars is kind of what Uber is hope the investors in them are kind of banking on.
Oh, okay.
So that way you have fewer input costs, such as labor.
And we lost our two listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah. They're like, what the hell? They were talking about banging your cousins and killing, disabled people. And now they went into stocks, bonds, and initial public offering is your IPO.
That's it. That's what it was, IPO. See, I was right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here, I'd work this as a moral question, but it's more of just a random question. Is it moral to use imaging at a zoo if the human is too fat for the imaging machines at the hospital? Is it moral? Yeah.
I mean, do you want to go first here? Because do you just want to lose all the listeners right now? I don't. I say screw it. You're not getting imaged.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Just think about that ambulance ride, though. Like, if you did have to set it up, the ambulance ride.
So where are we going? You know where we're going, Carl. Come on. It's
like, dude, it's the second time you think you have a broken leg. We had to get that x-rayed. You know the hospital, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we had to roll you into the ambulance. What the hell do you think? We had to get the ambulance with extra suspension. What do you think we're going, Carl?
Yep. All right, yeah. Just kind of, I don't know, it came to my mind.
So you didn't answer the question.
I think so. But by any means, how would it suck if you couldn't get an MRI if, you're just too fat and you just don't know what's going on inside? Some people, that's the case. Some people, they just can't get imaged.
You have my take on that.
Yeah, I know I have your take. It's like either lose weight or just whatever's going on is going to kill you.
That shit's on you, homie.
Yeah. Or you can see if a doctor will throw darts and just guess. But yeah.
It's kind of what I would do. My diabetes, I got nothing here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that's a blood test, so you can. What if they're too fat to give blood? No, I don't know.
Is that a thing? No, I don't think so. Poke them and mayonnaise comes out? What the hell?
I don't think so. All right, here's my would you rather questions. Okay, would you rather have... Do you know who John Taffer is?
I do not.
Oh, he's from Bar Rescue. This question is not going to work.
Oh, okay, I have seen Bar Rescue.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Would you rather have John Taffer or Dr. Phil as your family therapist? I know.
John Taffer.
I'm kind of leaning that way, too. Yeah.
Yeah, be hard, man. Be harsh.
But... I think he's still a little better than Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil's bad. Dude, he is bad.
I saw an episode. I sat down and I watched a whole episode of Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And I feel like he didn't offer advice. He just sent them somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
But that, you know, that might be good. And he knows his limitations.
Sometimes that's the right answer. But, yeah. You know, on a TV show, you expect to get some kind of answer.
It's true. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another would you rather. Would you rather have a very long, rich life or short life and a forever legacy? I know my answer.
I feel like you would say forever legacy.
No, hell no. Very long, rich life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why I'm not going to be there for my legacy.
I'm not going to enjoy the legacy. Yeah.
Yeah, you know how much stupid crap I'm going to do in my at the end of my life just to ruin my legacy?
I mean,
I care about my legacy.
That's not going to be my like motivation, but
oh, it's going to be mine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm going to go around stealing people's cats.
I'm not going to steal cats. No. Pansy. I'm just hoping I'm going to be hopped up on pain meds all the time because I'm going to have a lot of joint pain around that age. I know that for sure.
That's going to be my excuse for stealing cats.
All right. Last would you rather. Would you rather have a horrible onset? Okay. This is like where would you rather have this happen? Would you rather have horrible onset of diarrhea while you're given a presentation, or in your case, I guess, teaching a class, or in a lazy river that you cannot get out of for a while?
Teaching a class.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It'd be hilarious.
I don't know, man. The lazy river, I mean, you don't got to wipe, you're good.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, the teaching the class, you get your nice clothes all dirty. Think about it.
Wow.
Think about it, right? Lazy river, you're moving, so it's, you know.
I mean, I see that, but don't you think it would be hilarious to hear, like, high school kids just roast the hell out of you for crapping your pants? Like, think of the stuff they would come up with. It would be hilarious.
I don't think so, man.
No?
No. No.
Would it only be funny if they were roasting somebody else?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would be funny, but it would just, like, after a while, because the story is going to go for your whole tenure. It'll be
that's 20 years.
20 years from then.
Let's be real. If I'm crapping my pants in front of high schoolers, I'm not lasting 20 more years.
Have you ever had that?
Crap my pants in front of middle school or high schoolers?
Just crap your pants.
I had it once when I was 20, I think I was 20, and I hadn't eaten red meat in like, I don't know, 3 months. And then I had like 4 steaks and 2 carne asada burritos. And I remember I was on my way home from work where I ate all of it, and I was in the elevator. My dad lived in like a, you know, a tall building. So I was going to see him, and I crapped my pants in the elevator.
You know,
were you just looking for a yes or no, or did I just give you all the information?
That's good. You know, I don't have one. I don't have a crapped your pants.
Wow. So I just threw myself out there, huh?
No, but Patty Cakes told me his crapped your pants story.
Hmm. I kind of want to hear it because I love Patty Cakes.
So he was driving on the freeway on the way home, and it was like 15-20 minutes on the freeway on the way home. He said his body was just disagreeing with him, so he pulled the car over to the side, removed his pants, pulled his underwear down, crapped right into the pants and closed it off. like a little container for his crap.
Wow.
I know. Yeah.
That's... People want to know my favorite thing about podcasts is that you can't get canceled. No. You know, this is pretty bad. And we're just like, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Oh, man.
No, don't be. That was awesome.
All I was picturing was this like little pocket of poo in his pants in the back seat. Oh my goodness! Oh,
that's weird because I wasn't trying to picture it at all.
Yeah, I wonder if he still had the belt.
Picture your friend crapping his pants.
Yeah, I wonder if he still had the belt in it. So then he, you know, put his underwear back on and drove home.
I mean, Patty Cakes is a good man.
I mean, maybe try to find some long grass or something. And
no, listen, you don't get to talk because apparently you've never been in this situation where you've crapped your pants.
No, so his story with the crap your pants wasn't like just a sudden onset or, hey, I thought it was a fart, but it wasn't. It was a, all right, I'm going to be pooping in my pants here. And he, you know, it was like a thought out, well thought out plan.
You said it best. It was a well thought out plan.
Yeah, well, I would have tried to find some cover and just gone on the ground. Maybe, I don't know. I've never been in the situation.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can't talk. I almost lost respect for you because you've never crapped your pants.
Yeah, I don't get this. Why does everyone have a crap your pants story?
I was stuck in an elevator, Justin. There's nothing I could do.
Yeah, you could have held it.
You don't think I tried? You think I was just like, you know what? Screw it. There's six more stories. I'm going to crap right now.
Well, I don't get it. I'm able to hold it all the time.
Justin, trust me. If you were where I was, you would not have been able to hold it.
I don't know, dude. See, I can't empathize because it's just never happened to me.
I lost so much respect for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No. I wonder if Adam has a crap your pants story. We'll have to ask.
Oh, him. Adam definitely has multiple crap your pants stories. Really? I bet you Adam has a crap your pants story for every state that he has been in.
That'd be awesome.
He's lived in two different states. I'm sure he's visited other states. He's crapped his pants in multiple states.
I hope so.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I want a crap your pants story, but I'm willing to have one if it ever happens.
I don't think anybody wants a crap your pants story, but we lose respect for men without crap your pants stories.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Yeah. Was it like a full crap in the elevator?
No, it was just like, I feel like that's the best way to describe it. It's just with that sound effect right there.
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got, though. That's
don't
it.
Me. Mr. Kevin crapped your pants.
I'm trying to rack my brain, and I really don't have one. I mean, when I was really little, when I had pull-ups.
Shut up, Justin. That's all I got. Shut up, Justin. Haven't crapped your pants before. I don't know how you haven't crapped your pants before.
But you know what's
going to anger me more than anything is if Adam comes on the show next time and says that he's never crapped his pants. Would you believe him if he said that?
I will not believe him, but I bet he'll say that for sure.
You think he'll say that?
Yeah, I think he will.
I don't think he will.
No, I think he will.
You want to bet on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah. But this leads me to a bigger question. It seemed to have taken to my, like, till I was like 28 for them to start making underwear that wasn't just white.
I kind of agree. Yeah, it seemed like a later on thing.
Why wasn't it their first thought to just make black underwear from the jump? Right? I mean, right? No? Am I off on this? You know?
You would have thought that would have been like the first thing. Like the first person was like, yeah, we're going to make underwear. It'll be white. Somebody should have been like, listen, have you ever been stuck in an elevator? Yeah. Like that should have been the first comment.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and then I've seen white underwear where both sides, you know, front's yellow, back is brown.
So way to go. We call that the Padres colors.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. All right, we gotta get to your game, otherwise I'm just gonna keep thinking of shit.
Let's see. Okay, so I call this, I haven't figured out a name for it yet. That's the problem. It's basically you just combine two different shows, two totally different television shows, and you come up with the greatest show that you can.
That's a really good, yeah.
Okay, so I was just thinking about it, right, because I had trouble coming up with the game, and I thought about it, and I was thinking Game of Rec, right? So it's like Game of Thrones and Parks and Rec combined. And what it is just like Game of Thrones, they're fighting for the Iron Throne, but Ron Swanson obviously wins, and he uses the dragon to cook animals, which he eats. And that's the whole show.
Wow. That's a pretty good show.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh man. So you combine two shows to make the greatest show. It's not like Chicago PD and Chicago Fire where they do like
Yeah, they have to be two totally unrelated shows.
Two totally unrelated shows. Hmm.
I can edit this part out if you want to pretend like you just thought of it on the spot.
I mean, it's going to be hard to come up with something right away. Yeah, I'm really racking my brain here.
I just figured I love Parks and Rec. I saw Game of Thrones last night. Bam.
All right, I got it. I got it. The Bachelor and The Walking Dead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Walking Bachelor. The Bachelor Dead?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So explain the show's premise to me.
So you have the Bachelor Mansion with the Bachelor, and I don't even know, do they have a mansion? Whatever. The Bachelor and all the hot chicks, and they're all in and everything. But surrounding the compound is zombies, and every now and then zombies come in, and they gotta figure a way to... No, that show would suck.
Or would it be awesome? So this is what I'm thinking then. So there's a bachelor.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. You don't get a rose and you get sent out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I like it.
Yeah. Just think what they would do for that rose. Man. Right?
The bachelor would be... Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be getting like the greatest sex of all time every night.
Yeah.
Like, please don't send me out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's happening.
That'd be crazy. Oh, man. Yeah.
I like it. You just blew mine away.
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
No, you did. Okay. Well, I think that's our show.
Wait.
Okay. Okay.
I want to do another one. I want to do another one. Yeah. I did. I have one show. I'm still coming up with a second show. I know what I want to get, what I want to do with it. But I just, something where Property Brothers, but there's like Impractical Jokers. Oh, what? Property Brothers and Impractical Jokers?
What's the name of the show? The Impractical Brothers?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
So they're rebuilding people's houses, and every now and then they have to give them bad news. Hey, we found your ceiling was all moldy or whatever. But instead, what they have to say is controlled by the Practical Jokers. So half the time, they're messing with them, and the other half of the time, they're telling them the truth. Yeah.
I like it.
I like that show, too. Or, like, you know, sometimes the Practical Jokers, they tell them that they have to do stuff. So, like, they're like, all right, now you got to go do this. Yeah.
They should do that, but they have to fuck with their house.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you won't put a ceiling on the bottom of their, on the floor instead of the ceiling.
No, you know that in the cartoons or whatever, when that one wooden plank comes up and hits people in the head?
Oh, yes.
They're like, you have to install that.
Yeah, but don't tell them which one it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
And then the people that just wanted a house rebuilt are like, what the fucking A? You know, they're always finding shit. That, yeah. I like it.
You just blew mine away twice. Okay, I got to step my game up.
Yeah,
jeez, all this time crap in my pants. I should have been thinking about better TV show combinations.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I like that one. Yeah. That's all I got. That's what I got for the show.
You can say that's all you got. That's impressive. I respect you. Okay, now you're back at the respect level you should have been at before you didn't crap your pants.
You know, I will search my brain for crap your pants, or maybe it'll just happen before we do it next, you know? Maybe I'll be like, hey, you know, picked up overtime and decided to crap my pants all the way home. Something like that.
No offense, Justin. I really hope that you crap your pants within the coming days.
Well, I was at work and I did break a belt one time. That Interesting. Sucked. Yeah, that sucked. I didn't really know what to do.
Oh, what a day. Oh.